I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, yes, we do hope you enjoy the show this week. We have a very odd show for you this week. I tell you, I'm feeling more curmudgeonly than usual, a little on the edgy side this week. So if I get into some edgy weirdness, then you'll know why. Anyway, we've got some cool stuff to talk about, and I just want to dive right into it. How's about that? Our geek culture today ties in with one of the articles I have on the blog, and the blog, of course, is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the blog, which is at drbill.cc. Now, if that URL is too short for you, you could go with the long version, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Yes, indeed, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. That still works. It'll still take you there, but drbill.cc is just so much shorter and easier, don't you think? Yeah. So go with that one, but go to the blog, however you might get there, and you'll notice a couple of things. First of all, let me mention that our wonderful sponsor, Citrix Systems, has an ad in the upper right-hand corner. Access your PC from anywhere. Go to My PC. I'd encourage you to click on that, because if you click on that ad, simple as one mouse click, you can get a 30-day free trial of GoToMyPC absolutely free, and you'll be able to get to your PC from anywhere on the interwebs throughout the known galaxy. And that would be a good thing, because you can get to your files anytime, anywhere that you want them. Also, if you notice our Shameless Commerce Center link, I know some of you go, Dr. Bill, just lay off the ads, the Shameless Commerce Center. Give me a break. But there's a cool new one. You gotta see. It's a new one, brand spank new. It is Blockbuster. Now, some of you say, Blockbuster, Dr. Bill, you have sold out. You are the enemy. You are the scum of the earth if you're promoting Blockbuster. Hold on. I know Blockbuster has been challenging in the past. However, they are fighting for their very lives because people have quit going to rent videos. For one thing, videotape is very passé. It's now DVDs and Blu-rays, but Blockbuster has those as well. This particular link, though, 50% off, half, 50% off. If you click on that little link at the very bottom of the blog page, right in the middle, click on it. It'll say sign up now, and it says the first month is only $9.99, 50% off your first month. You start a trial, and you have unlimited online rentals. Now, that's just like other services, but it's unlimited online rentals. If you sign up for this plan, you can test out, kind of kick the tires on this new methodology of getting your videos from a big name that's got a lot of videos like Blockbuster. So check it out. I think you're going to like it. It's brand new sponsor. We really appreciate them. So use that link and tell your friends to use that link. Now, listen very closely to the doctor. Tell your friends to click on the link on the drbill.cc website, because if they do, it will help the doctor stay in the silliness business, and we know we want him right in the middle of the silliness. Good. Do that for me. All right. Now, this week we've got a whole lot of stuff on the blog, and the last article we're going to talk about, the most recent one that I blogged about, is about Ben Stein's movie coming up, Expelled. So I'm going to do something kind of unusual. I'm going to skip to the last one to talk about it because our geek culture has to do with this movie. Now, this has been kind of a sticking point for me for a long time because, you know, I'll just be honest with you. I think that a lot of people who call themselves scientists, and, you know, I'm in computer science, so I'm a scientist in that regard, you know, strictly with computers. I don't know how to fix a car. Never been my forte to open up the hood. I look in and I see the engine and I go, yep, it's still there. Okay, so I don't know how to fix everything, but I know computers very, very well. And I can go in and fix just about anything under the hood of a computer, if computers had hoods. But anyway, science, you see, is based on the scientific method. Now, the scientific method says, first you start off with a completely, totally, completely open mind, and you observe what's going on around you, and you make notes on that, and then you try to prove out a hypothesis, hypothesis being a theory. You see, I might look out and say the sky is blue, and I would think to myself, well, the sky is always blue. It always appears to be blue, so my hypothesis is the sky is blue. Now I have to come up with an experiment to try to prove, is it blue, or is it green, or is it purple with polka dots? And so I have to come up with a methodology and a structured experiment to find out if indeed the sky is truly blue. I know it's a silly, you know, example, but it was just off the top of my head, you know what I mean? It's just kind of one of those things came out of the brain, you know? Okay, anyway, bottom line is, the scientific method says, I'm not going to prejudice you in one way or the other. If you come up with a theory, I'll test it, I'll experiment with it. I'm not going to deny, you know, anything. I'm just going to say, okay, whatever. Now, you see, Darwin came up with a theory called the theory of evolution. And it's been taught in schools for a very long time. But when I was coming up in school, it was taught as a theory, something that needed to be established and proved. And, you know, they still haven't ever proved it. Now, I don't have anything against it as a theory. It's a perfectly fine theory. But today it's being taught like it's just gospel. So, here's a little article that I wrote many, many, many years ago. One of the early articles I wrote on the blog called What is a Theory? I want to read that to you very quickly. Merriam-Webster defines theory, one of its definitions, as, quote, a hypothesis assumed for the sake of an argument or investigation, B, an unproved assumption. It's interesting to me that there's so much hubbub over the theory, quote unquote, of evolution. The rub seems to come from the idea, horrors, that we should not be allowed to teach creationism in schools, okay? Why not? What are they afraid of? Creationism is a theory that could have happened. Granted, for many of us, it is simply believed to be true, but let's put that aside for a moment. Evolution is also a theory of what could have happened. Both of them are theories. Now, let me stop right here for a second. Intellectually, we could talk about both theories on their merits, right? Isn't that intellectual honesty? Now, you might say, I'm not going to think about creationism. That's a bunch of hooey. Well, you've already prejudged, which is called prejudice. You prejudge the argument. Just take the argument for what it is. Okay, God created on this side. It happened randomly on this side. Let's discuss the merits and the points of view of both. That's intellectual honesty. Let me go back to my little article here. Evolution is also a theory that could have happened. Do we have anyone present that witnessed creation or the Big Bang or whatever you choose to call it? Do I see any hands? No? Well, then it seems that in the marketplace of ideas, we could and should calmly, there's the operative word, calmly discuss the relative merits of the generally proposed theories. After all, if a theory is an unproven assumption, then we could intellectually consider either as possible methodologies, couldn't we? Oh, no, not if we're high school students. That is simply not allowed. Who exactly is afraid to be put in the position of, quote, defending their faith? Yep, the evolutionist. Relax, guys. Creationists don't bite. But we seem to have a more intellectual position than you evolutionists if we're willing to discuss the matter in front of students with inquiring minds. Now, this little article that I wrote, and you can read the rest of it if you want to, just search on the website, What is a Theory? And click the submit button and you'll find the article. But I don't want to get into a whole long deal on that. What I want to talk about is Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled. It's a fun movie. You remember Ben Stein? Ben Stein was the guy in Ferris Bueller's Day Off that was the teacher. And, you know, he was waiting. He was going into the classroom and he was calling out all the students' names for them to say present, you know. And he called out Ferris Bueller. He goes, Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. You remember him? And then he does those commercials with the dry eye thing, you know, and he says, it's awesome. You know the guy I'm talking about? There's a picture on the website of him if you don't remember who he is. He's actually a professor of economics. Get that? But he's also a part-time actor. And he apparently has a very odd sense of humor, which I appreciate. And he's got a new movie out called Expelled. And it's about this very thing, that scientists don't seem to be able to intellectually, honestly debate whether something is a theory or not. Now, you know, it's just words, folks. It's not going to bite you. But check out, I'm going to play just a little audio from the trailer of this movie. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's kind of
moving through history in an unguided and undesigned way, the theory of evolution.
Excuse me?
Yes, Ben.
How did life begin in the first place?
Mr. Stein, you have the same question every time.
Well, you never answer it, sir.
It develops. You know, we've been through this so many times, you haven't.
Could there have been an intelligent designer?
So what are you here for?
I made a movie.
Join Ben Stein in this year's most controversial documentary film.
If they value their careers, they should keep quiet about their intelligent design views.
I was viewed as an intellectual terrorist.
I have never been treated like this in my 30 years in academia.
I lost my job.
It's a funny thing that questions that aren't properly answered don't go away.
How did we get from an inorganic world to the world of the cell?
It might have started off on the backs of crystals.
So you have no idea how it started?
No, nor has anybody.
Nor has anyone else. So intelligent designers believe that God is the designer.
God is about as unlikely as fairies, angels, hobgoblins, etc.
Science makes no use of the hypothesis of God.
I mean, it's essentially official policy of the National Academy of Science that religion and science will not be related.
There are people out there who want to keep science in a little box where it can't possibly touch a higher power, cannot possibly touch God.
Must be some movie.
Expelled. No intelligence allowed, only in theaters. Opens nationwide this Friday, April 18th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Dude.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Check this movie out. I really encourage you to go see it. Now you say, Dr. Bill, why in the world do you care if I go see a movie about, you know, this controversy between evolution and creationism and the whole intelligent design thing? Dude, it's just cool and fun because I believe, this is just me personally, Dr. Bill speaking here. You know, last week I talked about global warming. I figure as long as I'm on hot subjects, hot, get it? Anyway, if I'm on hot subjects, might as well talk about this too. See, here's the thing. I think that the science types here are the ones being intellectually dishonest. I mean, guys, we can talk about it, right? We're not saying We're right, you're wrong, this is the way it is. When we're talking about an intellectual discussion, now privately, just between you and me and nobody else right here, I really do believe that creationism is the way the whole universe was put together. You know, that's just me personally, okay? But from an intellectual point of view, let's just talk about it at least. Don't throw us out on our keisters just because we say, let's just ask a few questions. Okay, anyway, just thought that might be fun. And I tell you, if it's Ben Stein, it's going to be funny because he just has a very wry sense of humor that I think will be awesome. So anyway, that's why I skipped to that one early and used it as our geek culture for this week, because I think you're going to really, really like that movie. So go check it out. Anyway, all right, let's talk about the other news items of the week. HP announces a new low-cost laptop for students. Well, I don't know how low cost it is. $499. I've seen laptops for just a little better than that on sale at TigerDirect.com. No affiliation with TigerDirect.com. It's just they have pretty good prices on things sometimes. But at any rate, you know, I like the idea that they're trying to get laptops more cost efficient for folk, because I like laptops. Laptops to me are the way to go there. I'm using one right here to record the program. Right here in front of me is an HP laptop. Now, I paid $1,400 for it, and it was on sale back then, so, you know. But, let me tell you, there is a laptop in my local Intrex store. Intrex is a computer store here nearby in Greensboro, North Carolina, and so I drove down to the Intrex store, and there, lo and behold, was this awesome laptop. It's an Acer with a 17-inch screen. Now, obviously, it's a fairly big laptop with a 17-inch screen, but it's got every kind of port, every kind of feature known to man. 250-gig hard drive, 2 gigahertz dual-core processor, and 2 gig of memory. Awesome. I can't get away from that. Just echoing in the brain. Anyway, really cool. And $999. Whoa. Anyway, I love the high-end cool laptops, but I like the idea of having low, quote, low-cost ones for students. Next item, 1 million viri are in the wild. That's over 1 million programs that people have written to destroy and otherwise mess up your computer. And we know what we want to do to those people, right? You have these dreams of what you would like to do to them. Yes. Speaking of such things, you know, we like to give you good information here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon on how to get rid of terrible, evil viri and spyware. And so in that regard, the Geek Software of the Week this week is a two-for-one special. Two-for-one special. Yay! Somebody flash the blue light. Yep, there it is. A two-for-one special. Let me tell you a little story about how this came about. You see, my son Benjamin, the Game Master himself, was downloading files to update his Mugen software. Mugen. There's who knows how many ways there are to pronounce it. But it's capital M, capital U, capital G, capital E, capital N, separated by dots. So it's supposed to, I assume, stand for something, but even the developers don't know what it stands for. Yeah. Anyway, Mugen is also a Japanese word for dreaming and cosmicness. So anyway, it's a 2D kind of fighting game, and Ben really likes it because you can put in your own sprites and edit the backgrounds and do all kinds of creative things, which is very cool. But he was downloading some files for his Mugen game, and he got a nasty piece of spyware on his laptop, and it kept popping up a message that said, you need to buy this product to remove the spyware that's on your computer. Well, the thing that was popping up was spyware created by the very company that was supposed to be selling the anti-spyware thing. Duh, like I'm going to pay them to get rid of something they created? Yeah, right. So, Ben came to me with his laptop and said, fix it. Well, you know, the computer curmudgeon, I said, huh, you fix it. So I sent him some links, and he fixed it. And he made his old man proud. Yes, indeed. The Game Master, geek in training. You know, he's not here this week, or he'd be bonking me, because he's going to say, geek in training, I'm a real geek right now. Yeah, yeah, I know. Anyway, the links that I sent him that he used to free his PC from the evil spyware villainy that was occurring are right there in the blog, drbill.cc, drbill.cc. Click on that link, and it will take you to the Smith Fraud Fix. Oops, I see a typo. I need to fix that typo, and I'll do it while I'm talking as we're going about our business right now. It's Smith Fraud Fix. I had it down as Smith Fraud Fix. You know, remember Mr. Smith from the movie The Matrix or whatever? Maybe that's what I was thinking of. I don't know what I was thinking of. Probably wasn't. I probably just typed Smith and didn't think about it. But at any rate, it's not Smith. Smith Fraud, it's Smith Fraud. And I get rid of the H, and I hit the save button, and voila, it is fixed. Yes, fixed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I encourage you to click on that link if you have said problems. And also, AVG now has a free anti-spyware program, which used to be called Edwido. Anti-spyware, but they bought the company. They liked it so much, they bought the company. Anyway, and so that's in there as well. So check those out. You'll like it. Next item! Vista is a lame duck. Yeah. Really, what this little article is about is that the Gartner Group, you know, those people that set up in these cabals behind mahogany desks and make these pronouncements from on high about what is and is not truth. Yeah. In the computer world, at least. That's the Gartner Group. And the Gartner Group said, we have decided that Microsoft Vista is lame. I could have told them that, what, months ago. You guys have been listening to the podcast. Know that I've been telling you. It's lame. Well, anyway, they decided it truly is lame. And what they're saying is that Microsoft had better be successful in buying Yahoo because they need some real serious help because Vista's going nowhere fast and everybody's waiting for Windows 7, which is coming after Vista and is not supposed to get out, be put out until much later, but probably they're going to rush it to market around 2010 or maybe even earlier. Because Vista is just not getting traction, you know what I mean? It's like you throw it up against the wall and it's not sticking. You got to get the picture? Yeah. Pretty nasty. Anyway, is Vista dead in the water? They ask. Well, analysts from the Gartner Group said earlier this week that Windows is collapsing under its own weight. Talk in the blogosphere keeps pointing to a Windows 7 release date earlier than 2010. Is Vista already a lame duck? Certainly Microsoft wants to avoid another debate on the scale of Windows ME. Remember Windows ME? Yeah. An operating system release that tilted more toward a mistake than an upgrade and whose publicity turned into a pushback from both customers and the press. However, two analysts from Gartner certainly didn't help Vista much with their comments earlier this week. At an emerging trends conference in Las Vegas, Michael Silver and Neil McDonald argued that Microsoft is collapsing under its own weight and that Windows has become monolithic. Ain't that the truth? Central to their point was the fact that Microsoft is leery to cut the cord, so to speak, on more than two decades of applications. Backwards compatibility remains something of an expectation with each new Windows release. At the same time, this support for the past has gotten them into trouble. Security should have been enough of a reason for Microsoft to stop bringing these applications forward. There you go. So, anyway, that's the geek tech news of the week, because I've already talked about Expelled. Go see this movie. I'm just looking forward to it, because I like the idea of openly discussing these things and also putting a little bitty twist of humor on it, because I like the humor. The humor is good for you. It builds the brain cells, you see. Now, I know that some people would say, but Dr. Bill, you people aren't intellectual at all. Whoa, who, me? I'd say that I'm more intellectually honest than a lot of people that refuse to talk about such things. But if you disagree, that's okay. You can write me at drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at drbill dot cc, drbill at drbill.cc, and tell me you're a loser, dude. And you know what I'll do? I'll laugh, ha, 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 because I don't care. You see, the great thing about not caring is that it's apathetic, and it's the apathy is just then you know, and you think, and you go on, and nobody pays attention, and, you know, it's like I heard somebody say one time, you shouldn't give people power over you by taking what they say and dwelling on it. Well, that's not exactly what they said, but it's close enough. And the truth of that is pretty doggone cool. Because what it means is that when people make fun of you and go, nanny, nanny, poo, poo, you know, stuff like that, you can sit back and say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names shall never hurt me. A bit of wisdom from my father from many years past. Yes. Anyway, it's been an odd podcast, but one that I trust you'll find refreshing, invigorating, and different in the great multiverse that is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. See, the great thing about being a curmudgeon, you see, great thing about curmudgeonliness is that you get to speak your mind, and everybody says, he's just an old codger, what does he know? And that may be true, but I digress, as usual. Anyway, you gotta catch the Ben Spin podcast. I know a lot of people have been saying, I miss Ben and the Game Master segment. Well, that's okay. You don't have to miss it. You can go over and listen to the Ben Spin podcast at benspin.com, BENSPIN.com. Check it out. Oh, and by the way, you know what? I forgot to mention it. Ah, silly me.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Wow, I had that on loud. I didn't mean to have it so loud. I'm sorry if I blasted you out of your chair. You're sitting there kind of calmly pondering what I was saying, and all of a sudden, wah! Yeah. Well, you know, we like to promote each other's podcast on the Tech Podcast Network, and so...
Short on time? Check out the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips, interviews, quick starts, and videos covering the technologies we use every day. A great little podcast to wedge between the minutes of your busy day. Check out the 1 Minute Tip at www.oneminutetip.com.
Oh yeah, check out the 1 Minute Tip with John Chambers, and you'll enjoy it. Anyway... I saved that till the very end because I forgot it. I'm sorry. I usually try to put it at the top of the program, but, you know, we'll just mix it up. We'll shake it up a little bit, and that way everyone will go, what's he doing now? What's he doing now? And that will be good for you because you won't get bored. Boredom is evil. Yes. Okay, it's been a very odd podcast this week, I must admit. And, you know, I suspect that music is about to start. Yes, there it is. I see every week about this time. The music starts. It's amazing. Anyway, it's time for the doctor to be out of here.